Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chavav, and we are on Kuf Chav Hey Amabez. Let's pick up a couple of lines from the bottom. As we are finishing up the dafim about Bechor and Ra'ui versus Muchsak and all different related issues to that topic. So the Gemara sums up with Hilchasa. Amar Papa, four lines from the bottom, Kuf Chav Hey Amabez. Hilchasa, Ein Abal Notel Baroi Kiba Muchsak. A Baal does not take Baroi Kiba Muchsak, as we said, Baal Yoresh Zishto that we've had earlier in the parak. But there's a limitation. Baal is only notel Ra'ui, only notel Muchsak and not Ra'ui. If his wife predeceases him and she does not have the property yet, and then Mauritian sent her property, so it goes to others, it does not go to him. Ein Baal notel Baroi Kiba Muchsak. Ve'ein Abachar notel Baroi Kiba Muchsak. And a Bachar also does not take Ra'ui Kiba Muchsak. We had, if you remember, the earlier in the parak, we had the Meiri quoting the Mahadrin Bechachma that quote. Maybe there are halachic differences between these two, but for our purposes we won't go into that right now, that they both only take what is Muchsak into the person that they're being Yorish from and not what is Ra'ui. Ve'ena Bechar notel pishtayim b'milve. And a Bechar does not take a double portion in a milve. This we had various days from last time. But Milva, Bein Shigavu Karka, Bein Shigavu Mos, whether the children, whether the Bechar, the brothers, took Karka or Maos, it doesn't matter. Either way, a Bechar does not take a double portion in that. And the Rashbam goes and reminds us of the various Shitas of Milva that we had already. Also, the Rashbam notes, he brings up the Gemaras that we had earlier. How does one define Ra'ui? How does one define Muchsak in terms of the different types of cases that were brought up on 2 days ago, 2 days ago's daf? The bottom line of the, actually, let's just finish the Braisa and then we'll do the bottom line. The last line of the of Rav Papa is, Umilve She'imo Palki. But the milve she'imo, that is with him, palgi, they split. What does milve she'imo mean? That means if the bechor borrowed money from his father, and then the father died, so that money, which is earmarked for the father, do the brothers split that, and does the bechor take a double portion? In that, you might say, well, he has it. It's nothing better than that. Of course he should take a double portion of that. He's kind of the muchsak. But the answer is that it might not be so, because his father has to be the one that's muchsak for him to get the double portion, not him. And therefore, we're not sure, so we say palgi. What does palgi mean? Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rashbam, why we split it. What does it mean? Split it if he owes 100, so then 50 of it is subject to chelik bechora and 50 not. The rest of the Rashbam says, palgi, chelik bechora, yachloku beinehen. Ihu ma'akif palga v'nosin lecha palga. You split the amount that is unclear whether it should be a double portion. Why? Dehavali mamon hamuta basafik, says the Rashbam. I think this is like sumchis, or even like the Rabbanan, who sometimes agree to sumchis. It's mamon that you're not sure what to do with. V'chalkin de'en yadua, says the Rashbam. I'chashiv muchzak l'aviv. We're not sure whether this money that the Bechor owes to his father is considered muchzak to the father. Shahariya Bechor rotzehu l'shabin achasav l'aviv l'gamrei. Because on the one hand, maybe the Bechor wants to be mishabed his property to the father, just like every other malve. Ube'ain yafe gomar, u'makne nechasav la'aviv. Kedeshi aviv muchzak b'hach milve, v'yitol ba'ihu pishtayim. But not only does he want to make sure the father is muchzak, but he wants so that he'll get a double portion. So do we say this is called muchzak, like we've had various days, the shibudim, that's called muchzak, odilma lo shtam yishar milve, or do we say it's no different than any other milve? Do we say this one is stronger because the Bechor Dafka wants to make sure that he gets the double portion or not? So we're not sure. So we basically say yachloku about the part that we're not sure about. Because of mamon hamuta basafik. Tosfos does not think this is a normal case of mamon hamuta basafik, because we make her then don't paskin like sumchis, so therefore that can't be the reason why we split. So Tosfos says maybe it's a special takan. The Chacham say in this type of case will split it, but not because there is a suffix. Really, in the case of Mamon Amut B'Safik, we don't know what the Pascha like. Good. One other ha'ara back in the Rashbam earlier. The Rashbam said on the bottom of the previous amud, so again, all milveh, says the Gemara, we paskin that a bechor does not take a double portion in. Even though we had deyas about milveh bishtar, milveh alpeh, all different opinions, maybe there is a type of shibudim, but the halacha is, says the Gemara, no, none of them. Says the Rashbam, second to last line, ein a bechor no to bishtar b'milveh, afilu bishtar, bein shugavu karka, bein shugavu maos, whether the bechor, whether the brothers took karka or maos in the collection, the lav high karka, lav hani maos, shavak lo navuon, fahavile roi, because this isn't the exact karka or money that the father left them. He wasn't muchsak, even if eventually this is what is goes, but the father didn't have it. We can't label it as the muchsak, as the father being muchsak. But then the Rashbam says, there's one case that a bechor would be able to. V'i tafis alea mashkon, afilu l'raf papa, bechor no to pishtayim. But if the father has a mashkon on the property, on the loan, so then Rav Papa would also agree that a bechor takes pishtayim, as the Gemara says, he quotes from Gittin and elsewhere, bal chov kone mashkon. Bal chov is kone mashkon. The borrower is kone, the mashkon of the loven, and therefore that type of loan is considered collected already and is considered muchsak by the father. So that's the chiddush. You might say, is that related to how we view that din of Rav Yitzchak? Right, the Gemara says, Bal chov kone mashkon. What exactly does that mean? We've mentioned often that is a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there. What does it mean, Bal chov kone mashkon? That's the language of the Gemara. But what does it mean? So Rashi in Maseches Bava Mitzia says that it means all the way, lehischayev ba'onsin. Bal chov kone mashkon means mamish, very strong kinyan. Bal chov kone mashkon. Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Ches does not like that. The Kasha, he quotes Rashi. Rashi does not say it here in Maseches Kiddushin. But Tosfos here talks about the Rashi elsewhere. And Tosfos says, the Kasha, Torbi Meyev Rabbi Yehuda, Pligi b'malva ala mashkon, Iyavi shomer sachar shomer chinam, Alva show eloave, Vuki gemar b'meyev k'rabi Yitzchak, Tumash b'der b'Yitzchak, Lo amr l'hischaye ba'onsin. Bisa doesn't say that. There is a Tosfos of Amitzia that seems to say another opinion. But Rashi seems to say Chiyav Onsin. Tosfos here says Nirali Shekanas Amashkon Leschayev Bekneva Vaveda. Tosfos says what we would call it like a Shomer Sachar. There's another opinion in the Rishonim like a Shomer Chinam. But you have all different deyas. What does it mean Baal Chov Kon Amashkon? So maybe the Rashbam here does not take a stand on the issue. Is he only saying this according to the stronger opinions, like Rashi, or at least like the Baal Atosfos, that it is a Shomer Sachar? Or he does not say exactly what he is holding here, but that is an important shita about Baal Chov Kone Mashkon. Reb Elchanan, in Maseches Pesachim, when this comes up at the beginning, in Siman Yud Ches, he talks about, as many others do, what exactly is this kinyan of Mashkon? How do we understand it? Because you owe me money. I take a collateral for you. It's a security. It's going to go back to you eventually when you pay me back. So am I kona then? Is that better or worse than a matana manas lahachzir? I give you something. I know you're going to give it back to me in a month. So there, I'm not going to have to give you anything to give it back. It's automatically going to come back to me. So maybe there it is less yours because it's automatically going to come back to me. I'm not even going to have to pay for it. Or do I say maybe it's more yours because it's a matana? I at least gave it to you for the interim. It's fully yours. It's not just a mashkon, right? So that's one. Matana manas lahachzir. There are other examples of what about kinyan peiros? Kinyan aguf. If I give you a kinyan peiros, but not kinyan aguf, is that stronger? Is that weaker than a mashkon? These are all types of kinyanim that are somewhat limited, and one has to figure out exactly how strong it is. Is it considered lachem? Probably not. Can it be used for pidyon aben? Can it be used for kiddushin? Can it be used for lulav? These are all the nafkaminas, the litmus test to know what type of bilus this is. But those three cases, mashkon, matanam naslahachzir, kinyan peiros, those are three sugyas and shas where the Rishonim discuss how we're supposed to view these. If you look in the Reb Elchanan, as I said, in Psachim, in Siman Yud Ches, he quotes the Rimigash from Masech HaShvuas, which he explains as, Delav mikni mamishu ela mikne zechusa ba'alma. That's the language of the Rimigash. Mashkon is not a kinyan mamish, but it's a kinyan zechus. The Yesh Lomar Akavana, says Rabbi Chanan, Tahu Bailim al Shivui Achefetz, Velo al Gufo Shal Chefetz. He is a Bailim on the value of the object, but not on the object. What does that mean? Kein ma shekasav tosfos gitin gabi chamer lo dameha. Aval einu kamo b'chol ha-kinyanin, shenikna lo mitchilaso la'olam. Ela kinyin mashkon talui b'kol shaita v'shaita b'hachov. U'kishenifcha hachov kegon b'ger shemes paka kinyin hamashkon. There is a type of kinyan that he has, but it's only a function of the obligation, of the chov, the owed the money. Second, if that might disappear, then the kinyan of the mashkon disappears. As they say, the phrase that's used in the yeshivas to explain this, one of the only phrases in Yiddish that I know, inder mashkon lichter chov, meaning the mashkon is a physical embodiment of the obligation. The second, there is no obligation, then the melah, the mashkon falls, the kinyan mashkon falls away. But again, that reflects the fact that there's not a real kinyan beguf hadavar. There's a kinyan of a right. It's a kinyan, and is that question, is that good enough? The Rashbam is saying here that it's good enough to be called muchzak. He's muchzak in something. Maybe it doesn't have to be muchzak in the item in order to be in the kinyan beguf hadavar, in order to be nechshav muchzak for a bechor taking pishnayim. The Russian Simulam, and hey, again, there are many sources that relate to this discussion of Mashkon and this type of Kenyan. Just quote you one more, and then just quote the Shach. The Russian in a Tshuva in Klal Lamed Hey also discusses this. He says, all of these Kenyanim might work, but it's not going to be good enough for Lachem. Lachem means something very strong. Says the Rush. Hilkach, Hachevet Shenosin Lobashas Kiddushin, Afilu Ein Lo Bo Kenyan Agof, Ela Kenyan Peros. It will work. What about borrowing something? That's another one we didn't mention. Right? Sha'ul. It's also, that's similar to Matana Manas Lahachzer, but it's not a Matana. Would you say that's okay? There's Hana'as Shimush right now. We always say that a Sha'ul has some type of Kinyanim. That's why a Sha'ul is going to be Chayiv and Onsen. Why should I be Chayiv and Onsen if I don't own it? Right? You know, it's not like there's a shmira responsibility. So pashtas, there's kinyane she'ela. So that goes on the list. So now we have shoel, matana manas lahachzir, mashkon, and kinyan peros. We have four cases which we could analyze in terms of which is better and which each one probably we could go has something stronger about it and has something weaker about it. So the Rush here discusses that in the context of lachem. He says, "V'chi ever darshinan lachem mishas lakicha lahachshir matana manas lahachzir tisa matana manas lahachzir would work." Hachen amar darshinan leder rabos hashutfin to call hecha dechsev lachem ben yechidim ben rabim mashma. Right, as he says, what about a shutaf? What a shutaf is that called lachem? Does that have to be exclusive lachem or only partially? But then he adds the line. This is what's important for us. He compares mashkon to shoel, which is better, which is worse. Mashkon you can't really use. But it could be yours. Shoel, you know for sure is going back. Shoel, says the Rosh, minimizing it, limiting it, is yours regarding onsin. But regarding kinyan, it's not. Dolochovato bilvad koi bershuso lischayeva onsin. It's not, you don't have any Litova kinyan. Aval mashkon, avagavdalinin, ones, lo kach lomos av liyoshalo. So he has a formulation that a mashkon could be stronger, the Rush, in Simen Lamed Hei. We're not going to go through it all, because we need the rest of the shiur for that, but the Shach in Simen Ayin Beis, as the off by saying, he quote, starts off with our machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. He says, many Rishonim seem to say, like Tosfos, and he says, I think, ikar ashas karashi. And let me explain now why I think most people hold like Rashi. And he goes, Mamish, many columns. There's no Shulchan Aruch on the next page. It's just Shach that goes through all of this. And just let me just read the first line of the Shach. Ulafi Shatosis Farbi Gedolim Cholka Rashi Muchrach Ani Laharich. Vav Sheineni Kedai Lachnis Roshi Bein Arim Gedolim Bikol Makom Halo HaTorah Munachas Bekeren Zavis. V'rayis Bruas Yidnu Edem V'Yitzdaku. I have to say my piece in order to show that I think Rashi is right. First line. Chada Delishna Da'amrinan Bekama Duchte Bal Rebbe Yitzchak Bal Chov Kona Mashkon. Mashba Shekona Mashkon. V'yishbo Kinyan Gomer. It sounds like Rashi. It says Kinyan. Kinyan means Kinevah. Vav Yela Shomer Sachar Lo Shayach Be'lomar Shekona HaMashkon. That is point number one. And then he says point number two. The pasuk there, Rabbi Yitzchak quotes ulachati yetzdaka, and then he goes through all the Rishonim after he quotes the language of the of the Gemara. But either way, that's Mashkon, a big discussion, and the Rashbam is the one that got us into that, because the Rashbam here says that the Bechor will take Pishnayim, even according to Rav Papa, who rejects almost all Milveh, that you're not a Mochsak in, but in this case, he would say it is called Mochsak. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, on the top line. Bechor Shemicha, Micha. A Bechor that, what does that mean? A Bechor does not want to take Pishnayim, in a, take some of this property. And he doesn't want to have to give so much from says. Amar Avuna Amar Avasi. Afa Gavdu Kibna L'Devri HaKol. Dein HaBachar Nota Bishnayim. B'Shevach Sheshbichu Yisom Alachar Misas Aviyim. We said 2 days ago that a Bechor does not take Pishnayim in any appreciation of afterwards. Mihu Imicha V'Yamar Al Tashbichu Chelki. But if he says... I'm sorry, I misexplained this, right? This one is not that I refuse to take the Bechorah, which we already discussed, but it means I don't want you to be Mashbiach this. Let's split it up before. And therefore, if it's Hushbach, then I'm not going to want a double portion. But he says, no. He says, V'ashbiach ani, shnei chalakim sheli v'toko shifchan. Right, he wants to split it up first, and they don't get around to it. And so in that case, the Bechor, says the Rashbam, Yesh lo lebechor pishtayim kodem chaluka. You figure out how much was his double portion worth before it was split up, because that's when he wanted to split it up. And therefore, he doesn't, the shevach from afterwards doesn't count, but he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to say, I want to split it up now. I want to get the double portion for what it is now. And as the Rashbam explained, and as the Ritva here expands upon, he doesn't want to have to give a little portion from the Shevach. He will have to pay them. If it does happen that they do this, he has to pay them for their expenses. But in terms of the double portion coming from the extra Shevach, so that wouldn't, he didn't want to give it, so he wouldn't have to give it. Amar Rabba, Mistaver Tami de Ravasi, Ba'anavim Ubitzarim, Azesim Umisakum. This makes sense. In a case where there were grapes or olives and they were crushed, or they were, they were gathered, they were harvested. But Sira is used by grapes and Masika by olives. Aval Durachum lo, but if they were already crushed, so then no. Why? Has no connection anymore to the Bechor. Because, Rashbam here says, Shinui, says the Rashbam on the fourth white line, because he quotes the Mishnah at the beginning of Agozaleitzim Basan Kalim Mishalim Kishasak Zela Kanye Bishinui. Right, the same thing here. Here the Yisomim or Kone the Anavim Bishinui, and therefore he would have to pay for the he would have no connection to that new item in this case. Right, says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu Drachim. No, even if they were crushed, that would still have a connection to the Bechor. Ask the Gemara, Drachim. But again, they're different. Meikara Invi V'Hashta Chamra. What do you mean? They were grapes and now they're wine. So how can you say Shinui? How can you say that there's any connection anymore to the Bechor, to the original estate? Kedam Rav Ukva Bar Chama Litein Lo Dmei Hezek Anavav. Like Rav Ukva Bar Chama says elsewhere. You're right. It doesn't mean that he has any connection to the item after it was Nishtane. But like Rav Ukva Bar Chama said elsewhere, it's in terms of paying for his grapes. Hachanami Nosle Dmei Hezek Anavav. Right? Meaning, it doesn't mean the Bechor can't lose. If he wanted to split it up before they did anything, and they ended up causing him a loss, then they have to pay for that loss. That's what it means here. Even drachim, if they're drachim and they're not connected anymore, they were nishtane, so then they would have to pay for it. In other words, says the Rashbam here, there's no machlokas between these two opinions here. Drachim low, even drachim, that doesn't mean that you're going to have to pay the grapes, because there was a shinui. But the Rashbam here says, ma'ar marchado v'lo pligi. Right? It ends up, lamaskana, that there is no machlokas here. The case is where the wine depreciated, or was ruined, or got poured out, and it's not shove what it used to be. And that's where Rav Yosef says, that even if it was crushed and it got less, b'char is no topishnayim in the anavim bitsurim. In the Anavim, before they were crushed, whatever they were, because he was Moche, he doesn't lose his right to the double portion of what it was worth beforehand. And the other brothers, if they didn't listen, have to pay for it in that case. Tosfos wonders here in Tosfos Aval, right, the Gemara says, how can it be if it was Nishtana, meaning Shinui? Tosfos says it's interesting, because elsewhere, not everybody holds of Shinui. Machlokes Samoraim elsewhere, Machlokes Tanama elsewhere, Bisham and Besilel. Stosis wonders, Avodrachim lo, Lefi Pirsha Kuntris, according to Kuntris, which that's what he's calling the Rashbam here, the time of Mishim to Kanaam Bishinu Ikasha. I don't fully understand. The Hechi Park may Kara Navim Ashta Chamra, Hoigalamanta Amar, Shinu Ipim Kama Omein. Not everybody holds to that. The Gemara asked it as a Dover Pashut. How could you say that the Bechor is going to still get Pishnayim in the crushed grapes? How could he get Pishnayim in the crushed grapes? They're not grapes anymore. They're wine. So how could you say that? Tosva says, seems to be something different than the generic, general Shas topic of Shinui Kona. But the Rashbam is very comfortable using Shinui Kona. This Machlokes might be about the general approach to Shinui Kona, but first let's finish the second version of the Gemara, and then we'll talk about that. Says the Gemara, Hechi Yidmar Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So where is the main place where Rav Ukva Bar Chama has that suggestion of paying for the hezek? Ahadam Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Becharu Pashit Shehiniach Lahen Avien Anavim A Bechar Nepashit. Their father left them Anavim Ubatsrum Zeisim Umaskum Bechar Notal Pishnayim. If they were just harvested, they would detach from the tree, then a Bechar can still get Pishnayim in that. They're still the same grapes, the same olives, even though they're detached. Afilu drachum, and then even crushed drachum. Ikar envi vashta chamra. How can you say that? Amar mar ukva bar chama litain lo dmei hezek anavav. You're right. He doesn't take a double portion in what's crushed. He takes a double portion in what was the value of the grapes beforehand. Good. Let's get back for a minute to the Shinui issue. So the Rashbam is very comfortable quoting Shinui in this context, right? They were Kone B'Shinui, and therefore the Bechor takes B'Shinui and what it was worth earlier, but not afterwards. And Tosfos is bothered. He doesn't think that could be the explanation here, because not everybody agrees to that. So maybe it might depend how general do you look at the concept of Shinui Kona in the context of Gzela. We mentioned in the various approaches when this comes up, how does Shinui Kona work? So if you look, we look in Meruba, so Shinui Kona, if you take those words literally, so one might say it means that. A shinui is kone. A gazlan is mishane something. I steal wood and I make it into a chair. That is a direct active kinyan. Just like it can be kone through mashicha, or through hagba, or through karka, or through kesef, or through whatever it is, chazaka. I can be kone through shinui. As one understanding of shinui kone. But many say maybe that's not what's going on, because even though it's the language of the Gemara, it's the literal translation, but it's very difficult. Because what was my Maisa Kinyan here? I changed it. But what was the Maisa Kinyan, Baba Kama? So others say maybe there's a very different understanding of Shinui Kona. Shinui Kona doesn't mean you actively did anything to be Kona now, but really, Shinui Kona means I was Kona it beforehand. Right when I stole it, I was Kona it. But there's an impediment to my Kinyan. There's a limit to my Kinyan. Why? Because there's a Chiyav Hashava. I have to return it. If I steal something, I have an obligation. Once the item is changed, that doesn't mean I'm kona it. That means it's no longer the same item. If it's no longer the same item, so memela, my chiyav hashava evaporates. I have to pay money now, but I don't have to pay the object anymore. And that's why I'm kona it. I'm not kona it from T2, right? Shinui was kona it actively. No, it's kona it from T1, but there's a limitation on that kinyan. But now, what does Shinui Kona mean? Shinui, once an item is different than what it was, Kona, so now the Kinyan from earlier could kick in and give it to the person involved, whether it's a Goslin or whoever it is. And that's the Lashon of many Rishonim, that the focus is that it's a different Chefsa, right? The Gemara there in Baba Kama, in Meruba, on Daf Samachema Beis, discusses how Tosfos discusses the Gemara's comparison. The Gemara compares Shinui Kona, Geneva, and Gzela to Esnan Zona. Right? Esnan, whether I have flour and it was used for Esnan Zona, and then you want to give it as a carbon. So let's say you have wheat and you crush it into flour. Could you use that for a carbon mincha? So the Gemara makes a comparison between Hilchas Geneva and Gzela and Hilchas Esnan Zona. Ask Tosfos, what does one have to do with the other one? V'yim Tomar, Heichi Midamilei, Dimai Inyan Esnan Eitzel Shinui. What's the difference? Ask Tosfos. V'yesh Lomar, De'kesavar, De'ishinui Kone. Says the Tosfos, if you hold Shinui Kone, you know what you're really holding? Im Kane, Roy Hulahatir Shinui Be'esnan. Why? Two words. tachashiv ka'acher. It's considered a different item. The einze oso shabal liyadam, it's aras esnan. Because this is not the same item that came to the zona's hands through an esnan. Umimis nami lo ma'is. And it's not disgusting, therefore, to lagavoa, to use as a karban. So it's a different object, it's a different chefza. That's what shinikona means. So it's more of a generic, universal principle, according to that. It's not a shinikona, like a ganavis kona something. No, it just means there's a different item here. And there's a different item here. Memela, if I have it, I was kona it. So maybe in that respect, it can be used in our context. Right? Tosfos is bothered that maybe not everybody holds of that, but maybe the concept of shinui can be used, even if it's not the same in every area. So maybe the Rashbam would say, in our case, everybody would agree to shinui. In our context, right? Because it's not Genev and Gzela, right? It's a different context, and therefore it could be that everybody would agree in our context. And if you have the more universal way of understanding Shini Kona, that would make it more understandable for the Rashbam. There are many rayas to the concept of Kinyon and Genev and Gzela, which we're not going to get fully back into right now. But it's not a chiddush to say that the Ganev is a Kone right away, right? He has Chiv Onsin right away. Right, he doesn't want to have Chiyav Onsin. Chiyav Onsin is always a reflection, we said, of Kinyanim, by a Shoel, by a Ganav. It's just that there are limitations to his Kinyanim. Again, maybe at the end we'll see if there's more time. We'll go back to some of the Rayas to that. But those are the two major approaches of Shinui, and we'll continue. Okay, says the Gemara two dots. Amar Avasi, B'char Shanat Al-Chela Kepashut Viter. This is what I mistranslated before, but now this is what we're up to. A Bechar can be mevater on in various ways. Give up his double portion. So he could say explicitly, or what happens if he takes a portion like a pashut? They're splitting up a piece of land and he does not demand a double portion. Bechar shenot l'chelek kapashut, viter, so Ravasi says, so he has given up his double portion. Right? My viter, unless we could say maybe if he didn't know he was the Bechar. Right, so then it's not a riot to anything. But if he knows he's the Bechar and he does not take the double portion, so then he's Mevater. So my Viter, so how expansive do we assume is his giving up? Rav Papa Mishpeh Derava, it's Machlokas, Rav Papa and Rav Papi. Rav Papa Mishpeh Derava Amar, Viter Ba'osa Sada. He is Mevater in that field. In the field that he took a single portion, so he is Mevater in that field, and he does not get a double portion in that field. And Rav Papi, the Bach adds in an extra line here, but we'll go with our Girsa for now. Rav Papi Mishpeh Derava Amar Viter Bekol Nechasim Kulan. Rav Papi says, no, he's Mevater in all the property. Once he says, I'm not a Bechar, I'm not going to demand on this property, so it goes to all the properties. So what's the Machlokas about? Rav Papi Mishpeh Derava Amar Viter Be'osa Sadeh Kosavar Ein Ola Bechar Kodem Chaluka. Rav Papa says in the name of Rava that he's only Mevater in that Sadeh because a Bechar really is not called a Muchsak in the property before it's split up. And therefore, only the property at hand are we focused on. You can't be Mochel something that's not in your possession yet. Right? Ein Ola Bechar Kodem Chaluka. Umadasi liyade achil idach lo achil. Right? Whatever it was in his property, hand already, fine, he was mochel. And whatever it was not, then it is not in his property yet. Right? And that's the Bach just put this line earlier in the explanation. But either way, that's the shita of Rav Papa Mishpeh Derava. Only it's not his yet, and therefore he can only be mochel on this land right here. Rav Papi Mishpeh Derava Amar Vita Bakal Nachazim Kulam. Rav Papi says no, ikimi mevater. In all the nechasim, why? Kasavar yeshal the bechar kodem chaluka. It's already earmarked for him. It's already considered baliado, and therefore mida achol baha achol bakulu. And because he was mochel in one property, so we say he was mochel in all the properties. The Rashbam brings up the principle here of davar shelo bala olam. Right? If it's not his yet, then how could you be mochel or makne or do anything with a davar shelo bala olam? That's the Rashbam's lashon in Dibur Maskal Kasavar Ein Lo Bechar. It says, al b'shar nechasim lo matzi mochel, deina da makne, davar shelo bala olam. Because until it's split up, he is not Zoche, and then he says the Kolshigim b'chalip shitas, we'll let him get back to that. But that's the Rashbam quoting Makne. So again, is he being medayik by quoting in another Makne? He doesn't say in another Mochel Davar Shelo Bala Olam. He might just be quoting the Shas principle. That's what the Gemara usually calls it. Or he might be saying something deeper, that I think Mechila is a form of Hakna'ah, When I'm mochel something, I have it and I'm giving it to you. And by saying in this context, he's taking a stand on what mechila is, as we've discussed in the past, whether mechila is a type of kinyan or is just a removing oneself, a more of a siluk. And I'm not going to deal with the property. I am removing myself before I even get it. So that's the Rashbam seems to think that this is a formal problem here by quoting in the Makdav Shalabal Olam. If we look in the Rashba seems to say it's more of an umdina, not as much of a what he can and can't do, or what he would and wouldn't do. If somebody is mevater, if a bar is mevater on one field, do we assume he's being mevater on everything? More of an umdina, not that that's the impression that you get from the Rashbam, the Rashba. It's not mafurish, but it is possible. Good. If you look in the Rishonim also, the Rashba here quotes it, and the Ritva quotes it, that it's interesting, you might have said exactly the opposite in the Svara. Our Gemara says, if you have a chelek, if the bechar has a portion, right, yesh lo, lebechar kodem chaluka, then he's able to be mochel on everything. And if ain lo, the less he has, ain lo, so then it is limited. He's mevata bo sasada. So I'll just read it from the Ritva. The Ritva says, you could have said exactly the opposite. Lechara hayanira de'ifcha mistavra. De'lamanda amar yesh lebechar zechia. If the bechar has zechia, then ain mechilaso mechila below kinyan, kedin pashit. If he has a chelek, then he got to do something really strong in order to get rid of it. Right? What did the Gemara say? If you have a chelek, then you can be mochel. Right, with this little vitur, you're mochel everything. The Ritva says just the opposite. If you have a chelek, you got to do something very strong to get rid of that chelek. He says if the od kashi is at the Tana La'el, and then he says we learned earlier. So if a bechar is allowed to say, I'm not interested. He says you can't be mochel. So that we had in the Brisa earlier. How could Rav Papa say that you wouldn't be able to be mochel? And therefore it says the Ritva v'hanachon to kol shemachal beferish. Mechilaso mechila, bedibur ba'alma, she'ein lo lebechar kodem chaluka, elo le'inyin, she'yuchal limkar velases. Aval hechal shemachal stam, ein daito ela alma she'yeshlo. But again, you get that impression from the Ritva about the umdina nature. Is that an issue of dover shlo ba'la olam in a legal sense? Either way, that's the Ritva's ha'ara, and then he explains it, that you might have said even the opposite, mi svara, good, we continue. Says the Gemara now, first wide line. Vahad, Rav Papi, Rav Papa, La Beferish Itmar, Ela Mechala Itmar. They didn't have an explicit machlokas about this, but we know from a story, and we know they're psukim from the story. Tiahu Bechor, De Azel, Zavin, Nichse, Dide, Udapashin. A Bechor went and sold the property. He sold his property, he sold his double property, he sold his brother's property, Reuben and Shimon. Reuven is the Bechar, and Reuven sold also Shimon's property. And what happened? Azel Yasmi b'nei Pashit, Shimon's sons went, and Shimon died, and Reuven did not ask permission to sell Shimon's property, and then afterwards they went to eat fruit from their property that they thought was theirs. Azel Yasmi b'nei Pashit, l'meichal tamri, mehanu l'kuchos. They went to eat dates from the fruit. Machunhu, and the owners, the buyers, started hitting them. Get out of here, what are you doing? This is ours. Ami Lukrovim. So the relatives of the children come and say, Lomistaya Dezavan Tinhu Linichsayu. Not only did you buy their property when you shouldn't have done, because Reuven had no rights to sell it. Ela Mimcha Nami Machisalu, you're even hitting them? That's the story. So Asa Lakame de Rava. So they came in front of Rava for a psak, Amrlahu, Lo Asa Viloklum. Rava says, Reuven had no rights to sell it in the first place. The chelek hapashit of Shimon. And therefore, these children get it back. Right, he had no rights. That is what Rava said. The question is, what did Rava mean? Right, Rava says he had no rights to sell what? To sell which part? Right, this was the machlokas, Rav Papa in the name of Rava, or Rav Papi in the name of Rava. So, what did Rava mean here? So, let's read the Gemara first. Says the Gemara, Mar Sava Rav Papi holds lo asa klum bipalga. Rav Papi says he didn't have a right to sell anything in the palga in his chelek pshitus, and surely in the chelek of pshitus of his brother. But the chelek bechora, he could have. that was even more earmarked for him because Yeshlo Bachar called him Chalukah. That's how Rav Papi interprets, that he didn't have any rights to sell the single, the Pashut property, the Chalukim. Umar Savar, Bikulhu. And Rav Papa says, no, what Rava meant was Bikulhu, even in the Chelet Bachara, he had no rights to sell because Ein Lo Bachar Kodem Chalukah. Sholchu mitam, Bachar Shemachar Kodem Chalukah, Lo Asa Klum. Alma Ein Lo Bachar Kodem Chalukah. The Hilchasa, Yesh Lo Bachar Kodem Chalukah. But what we paskin is, he has the Chalukah, it's already destined for him. We'll get back. Marzutra, Midirishpa, Palak, Betzina, De Pilpili, Bahadeh, Achin, Beshave. Marzutra, from Rishpa, split up a basket of peppers with his brothers. He was a Bachar, and he didn't say a word. He was Mavater. Asa Lakame, Dravashi, Amarle, Ho, Vitarta, Bemixas, Vitarta, Bechol, Nachasim, Kulan. Right? You have been Mavater in everything. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Nachalos, in Paragimel, Halacha, Vav. The Rambam paskins, La Halacha, Bechar, Shemachar, Chelek, Bechora. Odem Chaluka, Memkaro Kayam. What if a Bechar wants to sell? Gemara didn't talk about this element. Actually, maybe this is the case. If a bechar wants to sell his chelek bechor before they split up, fine. Mipnei sheyesh lo bechar chelek bechora kodem chaluka. He has, as the Gemara is maskana, lefichach im chilek im echav b'miksas nechasim bein bekarka bein b'metaltelin v'notav chelek kapashut. Because I hold this, because he takes chelek kapashut, viter b'kol nechasim v'ino notel ela b'sha'aron ela kapashut. The Rambam passes like this Gemara. Yesh lebachar kodem chaluka, and therefore, he's able to be mevater everything. So it works against him, the fact that he has a portion. And then the Rambam adds, b'med dvar mamurim b'shalomicha. This is only if he wasn't moche earlier. Aval im micha be'echa v'amar b'fnei shnayim. But if he said in front of two witnesses, anovim elu sh'ani cholik im achai b'shaveh lo m'pnei shemachalti b'chelik b'chora. Right? I'm not being mochel. He's like Moser Moda'a. He says beforehand, I am not mochel, just letting you know. I'm taking a single portion. Harezu mecha'a v'loviter b'shar nechasim. He wasn't the mevater. And then he adds, afilu micha ba'anavim kishehen mechubarim u'batsrum v'chilkam b'shave loviter b'shar nechasim. He was in mevater. He made that declaration beforehand. Aval finishes the Rambam. Im darchum v'chilek imahem b'shave. If they were crushed, and that he was mechalik shaveh b'yayin, v'lo micha bohen b'shenase yayin, viter b'kol anachasim. Because then he should have been mevater at that point. The Raiva doesn't like this. Yesh lonu derech acheres b'kol zeh. I have a different understanding what exactly they're arguing about. The Mefarshim continue here. But that's the discussion of Yesh lebachar kodem chaluka. That is what we hold. If we look in the bottom of the previous Amud, the Rashbam discusses, what about the Yoresh Pashut sell his chelik before the chaluka? Right? We just paskin Yesh lebachar kodem chaluka. What about a Pashut? Does he have his chelik pshitus kodem chaluka? So the Rashbam assumes no. The Rashbam assumes that 5-6 lines from the bottom, yesh lo lebachar kodem chaluka, v'yav agav, the chelik pashut ein lo. Wow. So chelik bechora is more connected. This might be also one of the halachas that led the Ramban to count it as a separate mitzvah. Says the Rashbam, no. Taksiv losis mishas shemes ha'av hu roi li tein lo. Hilkach bibechar talya milsa. Debishah she yirtze yizke bechelko ki da'amran la'el. Bechar she micha micha. Right, a bechar, it's as if he has it already. Hilkach yish kach biyad alim chal kosha she yirtze. Tehainu davar shebala olam. Fa'anan sa'adi. Important lashonos of the Rashbam. Tekihechi da'achol bahasa da'achol bakulu. Tekiven yish kach biyado zakos yish kach nami biyado li tein limchav havi mechila. But not the chelik pashut. That is what the Rashbam says. But if you look in Tosvos on Amud Beis, and if you look in the Yad Ramah, they say that they can sell it. The Yad Ramah quotes many rayas to this. Just read you the beginning of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah assumes you have to say that. The Yad Ramah says, El Olav Shma Mina, where it says, Avachelik Pshitus, Delo Karye Rachmana Matana, Shahari Notel Baroi, Kibemuchs of Akoshi and Beshevach, Kuliyama Amode de Matsi Laknuye. Lamanda boy, afilu kodem chaluka. says, I think everybody agrees to that. That's not a matana. The only the Rashbam uses the lashon of laseis lo in a sense. Oh, you see, it's shayach to him already. The Yad Ramah says no. Matana means until he gets it. Right, that's where there's an impossible limitation. But with the Pechelep Shittos, surely is okay. He quotes a number of rais to this, good or agud or others, and then he says, Alav Shema Minah, Delo Shaychach, Pluk Te'el, Pechelep Bechora. A Pechelep Pashut, V'odin L'shar Shutfi, Tekuli Alma, Matzi, Mazvin. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim related to this. Rabbi Chanan discusses, according to the Rashbam, so, who says that they can't sell the Chalukah, they can't be sell it yet, so who owns it? Who owns it? Ask Rabbi Chanan. Right? The Bechora is the Bechora. So why wouldn't you be sell the Chelek Pshitus? Says the Kovet Shiurim here in Tof Dalid. Says the Ubnire Kavanas HaRashbam. Didin, it's Tfusas HaBayis. It's the estate. And the estate is not just the sum of the parties involved. It's not like a Shutaf. We had earlier the Shutfin that want to split it up. It's possible the Shutfin could split it up, right, if they want to. That's how they went into this. But it must be the Rashbam holds that Tfusas Abayis, the estate, is different than Shutfin. He says, Obir Achilik Nira. And let me explain. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago. The four categories where people can own something jointly, right? We have Shutfis and Tfusas Abayis, and Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Chorin, right? We had a couple, four of them. And what was the other one? Tzibur, right? Like a carbon Tzibur. So all of those four, have to be compared and contrasted to each other. So here, Rebbe Chanan goes on the list. Rebbe Chanan here is contrasting Shutfin, and who would be able to sell property of theirs, and Tusas Abayas, explaining this Rashbam. Tibish Shutfin, Kalechan Mea Shutfin, who Bailam al Chelek. By a Shutaf, each partner is Bailam on part. Utfusas Abayas, Havi Bailam Echad. But the estate, it's one owner. Who's the owner? The children in place of their father. Kemo b'dvar mashayachem l'tzibur. He compares it to tzibur. U'matina linyan karbanos. Karban shutfin v'karban tzibur. V'dineim chalukim. There's a difference. The b'davar shal shutfis yish l'achefetz b'aylam rabim. V'tzibur hu b'aylam echad. V'achanami b'tfusas abayilis. Anachasim mashayachem l'klau hayarshim b'yachad. V'lo l'kol echad b'fnei atzmo. And that's why nobody can sell it until it's split up. Because now they don't own it. I don't own it, you don't own it. We own it. But we in a specific connected sense. Not we like a shutfin, but we like a unit, like a tzibur. So that's an important, that's a Rabbi Chanan, and right here on this Rashbam, Kuf Chavav Amud Aleph. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here as we continue the march in Yesh. In the big parak of Yishon Ochlin, 30 blot, says the Mishnah, Ha'omer ish ploni b'ni b'chor, lo yitol pishnayim. So now we get into ne'emanis issues. If a father says, this child is my firstborn, lo yitol pishnayim, ish ploni, Ha'omer ish ploni b'ni b'chor, lo yitol pishnayim, ish ploni b'ni, lo yirash emechav, lo amar klum. Right, if he says, ish ploni b'ni b'chor, then he is not, we'll have to talk about what exactly that, why he's not believed. The Gemara will talk about each of these. But the second case is, if he says, this person, b'ni, lo yirash emechav, should not be yorish, lo amar klum, we ignore him. Why? Shehisa mashkasa batara. He wants to say, he should not yarshin. He uses that lashon, so he can't say that, because he can't remove him. If he's a yoresh, then he can't remove him from the Yerusha. Right, the Rashbam says, Einu yachol lesalko meyerusha zu, ela aide sheitim b'lashon matana. Give a gift to whoever you want, but you can't yarshin it to someone who is not supposed to get Yerusha. Next case, Hamachalik Nechasav Alpiv. If somebody is splitting up his property, the Rashbam says, Shchiv Meira, Mitzavah Machmas Visa. So he doesn't have to do any kinyanim, as we know. Riba Le'echad Umiye Le'echad. He gives one person more, one person less. Vehishalan Esa Bechar. Or he gives the Bechar equal to the others. Dvarav Kayamin. Right, that's not Yerusha. That's Matana. The Gemara talks about earlier, right? A person should always leave some, a Ben Lirosh. We had that earlier in the parak. But technically, if somebody wants to give away possessions beforehand, so then that works. V'imamar mishum Yerusha lo amar klum. But if he says this should be done through Yerusha lo amar klum, says the Rashbam, that's against Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was the one that said you could choose ben habanim or bas ben habanos for Yerusha. Next case. Kasa b'mishchila b'mamsa b'masof. Misha matana dvarav kayamin. As long as you had some lashon of matana in there, besides the language of Yerusha, so then it would work, we could say it means matana. Period. Lema mastisa delog Rabbi Yehuda. Shall we say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda? Why? Why? Our Mishnah, which says that if he tries to use Be'inyan Yerusha, it does not work. It's Masla Mashakasa Batorah. So is that against Rabbi Yehuda? Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says if it's pure dini mamonis, so then you can be masne amashakasa batara. The Tanya, the Brisa says, we know this from Maseches Ksubis. A man says, Ari, you're married to me, almanas, that I don't have any of the obligations that the Torah says I should have. Hareza mukudeshes, fitzno batel. David Meir says, you're fully married and you have all the obligations, because the tanai falls away and the mice is kayim. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but davar shalom wants no kayim. Rabbi Yehuda would say no regarding the ona. So fine, that you can't be masne. That's not a davar shalom mamon. But she'er and ksus, which are davar shalom mamon, Rabbi Yehuda says even if it's against what the Torah says, it works. Right, a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, but it works. Right, there are examples where you do an aveira and it still works. Right, so here too, Rabbi Yehuda says davar shalom mamon tanai kayim. Question mark. So is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? Because it isn't our Mishnah a case of Tini Mamanis. So the Gemara answers no. Afilu Tame Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam Yada Vikamachla. Over there by the marriage case, the woman hears about it and she realizes and she still accepts. Kiddushin has to be done willingly. So Vikamachla, and she's Mocheles. Hacha Lo Kamachil. Here, how do you translate that, those words? Lo Kamachil. He can't or he wouldn't. Says the Ritva, it's a little of both. Little of both. Why? Because he, let's read the Rashbam, in the fifth wide line. When it comes to Kiddushin, Bahiyana de Makadish La Machlala, Vikiva de Kibla Kiddushin Mine, Nisratis Limcho, Avalhacha, Mi Machil, Mahana Yeshlo Labencha Yibcho. What is the son getting that the Mechila would work? Viapo Bisha Shasaka Ben, Einzo Mechila. And even if the son is quiet, he doesn't say a word. Why? Dina Rotza Lahach is his aviv. He doesn't want to get his father angry. So he wouldn't, and maybe he even couldn't. That's the language of the Ritva here. And therefore you cannot compare the case of Bechar. And that's why even Rabbi Yehuda would agree here that it's a Masla Mashkasa Batorah, and it doesn't work. Ritva, I'll read you the Ritva's lashon. Tarti Ka'amar, She'ein Daito Limcho, Vigam Kshaya Rotza Einu Yocho Limcho. Right, so he wouldn't, then he couldn't. That is the Ritva's lashon. The Ritva also adds, by the way, Vim Tomar, even Rabbi Meir says, Al Karcha but the Kafla Tznoim Mairi. You want to see the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? So we know from elsewhere, Rabbi Meir requires Mishpatei HaTznoim, meaning rules and regulations of Tanai, so therefore it must be that you made a double Tanai here. Vikiva Tzno Batel Hechtei Mukudashas. Right? He asks here, so then how is it Mukudeshes? If the Tanai is Batal, what is the Ritva asking? He's asking Tosfos' question from Ksubis, which that's what we quote in the world of Tanaim. Tosfos is Ksubis Nun Vav. Tosfos says, so what is Rabbi Meir Shita? That the Tanai is ruined. So what should you say? So they're not married. I only want to be married, I'm an Asta, I don't have these obligations. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, you can't do that. And therefore, what does Rabbi Meir hold? You're married, tough. What do you mean? It should be, so you're not married. Right? That's what the Ritva he asks here. That's what Tosfos asks there. What does Tosfos there in Ksubis say? That's the Chiddush of Tanai. Tanam or a Chiddush? How could you get married, almanas anything? You're getting married. The whole idea of making a Tanai is a Chiddush, Tosfos says. We learn out from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. So Memela, once there's a problem with the Tanai, so the Chiddush falls away. How could words undermine an action? You're doing an action here. So that's why Tosfos there in Ksubis Nun Vav says that Remeir holds Maisa Kayim and Tanai is Batos. That's the Ritva's question here too. In Baba Basra, the Ritva has a little different formulation. He says V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes, and he has a long footnote here, quoting all the other answers of the Rishonim. Tekivan Shehisla Mashakasa Batora Einu Ala Kamafel Gitvarim. Because he was master against what it says in the Torah, we could assume, we could impute to him that he was just exaggerating. He didn't really mean it. He didn't really mean it. Tosfos' formulation is, no, it's a chiddush, and therefore it falls away, and the mice is kayim. The Ritva says, if you're going against what it says in the Torah, Rabbi Meir holds, everybody, maybe it's like that Rambam. Deep down, you want to do what the Torah wants. And therefore, you're mafli b'dvarim. Uka omer amanash atali l'rakia. And it's as if you said, harem kudashesli amanash that I fly to the moon. without a rocket ship. Which we know, that's a meaningless statement. And the Mice is Kayim. So that's the Ritva's answer to the question. Why does Rebbe Meir hold that it works if the Tanai is Batel? So shouldn't you say the Mice is Batel? Tosfos says, no, all Tanai is a Chiddush. So the Chiddush falls away. The Ritva says, no, that we assume that he just doesn't mean it, he's just exaggerating. But again, that could be, this line could be understood as fundamentally there's a difference between Yerusha and other contexts. Maybe, again, it's not said Beferish, but maybe you could also read into this that this is not a regular case of Dini Mamonis. Right, but Darashtra Mamon to know Kayam. But this is not normal Dini Mamonis. We mentioned earlier in the parak, there's Din, there's an Isser related to this. Ora Kalaparsha Kula Leo's Din. Right, remember that Gemara. Okay, a little more. Amar of Yosef, Amar Ish Ploni, Bini Bechori, who Notel Pishnaim. If somebody says, this is my firstborn son, Notel Pishnaim. Ish Ploni Bechor, who? Enotel Pishnaim. Ish, this Ploni is a Bechor, he doesn't take Pishnaim. Why? Dilma Bechor De'imak Amar. Maybe he means, this is the firstborn to the mother, right? Firstborn to the father is the only one that takes double portion, not the firstborn to the mother. Ask the Yad Ramah. What about Yaakov Avinu, Ephraim and Manasseh, Kerub and Shimon Yuli? Right, that was only a Bechor to the mother, not a Bechor to the father, and he would made them get a double. Yes, got a double portion. So how did that work? Pasuk Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah says here, we do the lashon im kain ikash lecha isak adat chiyam ish ploni bechar hu lo yitol bishnayim lo amar klum Yaakov Avinu chiyam alei leruven pachas kamayim al tosar mayahani lei viod mimati amar nami legabi echad b'makam bas u bas b'makam ben lo amar klum vaksiv Ephraim Menashe kiruv v'shimon yuli v'chulu. He says Ella, what's the easy answer? Kodem atan Torah shayni v'nitna Torah v'nischad shalacha. Don't ask me any kashas from that. Hachanami mistavra. And he says it makes sense that you can't learn anything because they have to ask you another question. Di lo te mahachi Yaakov gufe b'maykan yulo b'chora. To Esav, davar shlo bala olam. Right, the question that all the Rishonim ask. Earlier in Sefer Bereishis, was he kona the b'chor? Davar shlo bala olam, davar shein b'mamish. Right, Ella, you have to say, kodem matan Torah. Don't ask me any kashas from kodem matan Torah. That is the comment of the Yad Ramah. Here, don't worry about the declaration. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses also, once based on that concept, he says, what happens if a non-Jew comes and says, he's not a Jew, but he follows a lot of the Jewish practices. He hears about this concept of Yerusha, and he comes and asks, should I follow laws of Yerusha? Is there any adifus to follow laws of Yerusha? So the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses this Yad Ramah. I mean, do you say there's a concept of Yerusha beforehand? Should you, is there an idea? Right, remember Avram Avinu says, oh, Eliezer is going to get my stuff. Eliezer was an Eved, right, if I don't have a child. Ven Meshach Besi, Damasek Eliezer Yereshosi. Right, so maybe Yerusha was used in a larger understanding than it is now. Okay, let's just do one more story and then Beis Shem will continue. Says the Gemara. Somebody comes in front of Rabbi Bar Chana and says, I know this person is a Bechor. What, because you heard his father calling him a foolish firstborn? Dilma, Bechor de'imahu. Maybe he meant it was the firstborn of the mother. To call Bechor de'imanami, Bechor sichla karule. Because people sometimes call their firstborns like that, even if it's just the firstborn of the mother. Okay, there's another story, but you know what? We'll stop here by the first wide line. B'Hashem, we will continue, B'Hashem, with Kuf Chaf Zayin next time.